We're gonna chat now about single mamas. Wow. On the dating scene.
Yeah.
What is another word for it?
Yeah.
Yummy mummy.
Nomf.
Mof.
Mof. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, dating. Oh, Lord. I mean, I've introduced someone to my kid first date. Well, the first date ended up them coming over to where me and my child reside because we had a bride. So he met my child at the first date. But we'd known each other for 10 years. We randomly just reconnected on Facebook and he's like, yo, Miss Harlow, when you in Joburg? I was like, oh, actually, I'm in Joburg now. Oh, snap, I'm coming. And then,
well, that seems like a convenience thing.
Mm.
So that's chill.
So I want to say,
stranger danger.
We've gone on a date. Maybe we are on our third date. It's going well.
Okay, that's when do you meet, introduce him to the kid?
On the guy side, they should say their bio, have proud dad or something along those lines.
Mm. Well, most parents do, because, I mean, especially now in 2019, there isn't much shame anymore with being a single parent. I actually find single dads sexy as f***. So for the most part, if they don't put it in, I don't think you have to put it in your bio. I mean, to each his own. But it is something that you have to raise
upfront,
like as soon as you meet someone. Yeah, why hide it?
I think
it's almost like you're ashamed.
I think I find good dads really attractive.
Yeah.
It's not so much about single dads.
Yeah.
It seems to be like
that prime
when. Yeah, that's really attractive when you can step up and share that load and you can see that woman being so happy as well.
Yeah.
That's super attractive.
Yeah. Well, from the standpoint of what attracts women to men in general, what they're looking for is someone that they can have kids with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think on a
subconscious level.
Yeah. Like your ovaries are just like,
then they can also just switch up on you, and literally night and day, now that the kid is here, the kid that you wanted, like my daughter was planned. We literally even prayed, please be praying for her. Then she arrives, and then
he's done.
He's
and were you married?
Just disappeared. We're engaged.
And you didn't want to, I'm just asking.
Mm-hmm.
Because
you didn't want to get.
How did you skip the getting married parts and then have the kid? Because it was an anniversary and we're celebrating and she was conceived.
Nice.
So the plan was to get married. But I think I'd also seen some red flags with him. So I was like, I don't know if I want to rush into this. But I knew that I wanted to have a kid with him because he was gorgeous and smart as well. Like, one of those people where it just switched. You got the child that you wanted. And now that she's here, you're a deadbeat. Which is fine. I raised my kid very well, so it's all good. But yeah.
I mean, I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that women go through that 9-month period when they get to really solidly bond.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas,
and know that, like, this is coming.
Yeah, with men, it feels like some of them are getting rather large culture shocks when the baby is present.
Like, I
have a cousin, and her man, after marriage, they had a baby with some medical conditions, and shit got hard. And he literally just switched off.
Yeah.
He would come home, be on his phone. He doesn't want to bath the baby. He doesn't want to have anything to do with diapers. And here's the thing. Nobody wants to do those things.
Yes.
How do you identify a red flag as a danger sign? What it is? Abort this mission? Or this person could change and grow from this and I need to fix this.
So that's why I think it's so important as a person to be able to like work on yourself and to really know yourself before you make these kind of decisions.
Yeah.
Getting married.
Yeah.
Because people change, number one. And number two, like, so you need to get to a point when you know, I'm not going to fundamentally change. This is who I am. I'm comfortable
with
who I am, you know. That's why I don't understand people who get married when they're like 19. I'm like, dude, you have no idea who you are.
Yeah.
You know?
I had no idea who I was at 19.
No, I have no idea. I look back then,
same. All of us are.
All of us. 100. I mean, you shouldn't.
Yeah.
You know, you're a teenager. You're still a teenager.
Yeah.
You
how
still
wild
need to make 100 mistakes before you know what defines
anything.
You.
Yeah.
So there's that. And also when you know yourself well, you trust your gut a lot more. And I usually think women's intuition is a real thing.
Yeah.
You meet that person and you just...
Laura, wait. You're saying you know when they dodge you from the get-go because you trust yourself that strongly.
Well, your gut.
Your gut. Yeah. Like they do something something he said yeah. or something he did, yeah. there's just something that's just not sitting right with me.
Yeah.
And I'm explore this.
Yeah.
Let's talk about an actual story. Which yeah. one of you has got a story?
Yeah. Red flag story.
Yeah.
I want to hear some stuff.
Okay, so shame. It keeps going back to this guy because he was the last relationship I was in. But he, when we first started courting, he would always show up lit.
Oh, but like, red flag.
You know what I mean? Listen, I drink. So if I'm telling you that it's a bit much, it's a bit much. Then it calmed, and I actually found out that it was because his mom had passed, so he wasn't handling the grief very well. So okay. Cool. So I understood. Still, the red flag was there, but I was like, okay, no, this is just a time thing.
Yes. You put yourself in that situation, and you're like, if my mama passed,
yeah,
I'd be lit too.
I would, all the time.
Show some empathy, yeah.
You know, so that's exactly
yeah, so we're understanding
so
this
I understood,
guy.
And then he also, I think he also understood that, okay, I can't also keep showing up. Because, when I say lit, as in zigzagging,
so why would you even bother? Club, 2 a.m.
Like, as if, yeah, but except it's 6 p.m. I just came back from the office, we're sitting at News Cafe, and you are... on it, you know, and then it slowed down a little bit, and I think he was like, okay, fine, we'll drink together instead of me showing up wasted. And I was like, okay, cool. And then when we moved here, right? And then when we moved in with each other, then it completely, and that's why when you're talking about how do you know when it's a red flag or it's something that someone can change, or, you know, they're evolving or they're growing up or they're maturing, especially with men, because men mature, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. How many times have you heard of a guy who's like, oh my God, he was such a cheater, nah, 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 and now he's the best husband and best father,
got
you know?
Got that shit out of system.
You know what I mean? But anyway, that's another conversation. But anyway, yeah, and then he changed for a solid 6 months and then went back and found out, I've only found out like much later that he actually had a drinking problem prior to his mother passing away.
So it
wasn't even just a red flag. It was, this is part of who he is.
When you move in with someone, you discover so much about
absolutely.
Them. You can't hide your true self anymore.
Yeah.
I have a really, really good red flag story that I've just remembered. What? I actually can't believe that I didn't remember this.
Let's hear it.
Oh, girl.
Yeah.
I'm gonna die.
You know, it's like, oh, girl.
That is
it's gonna be good. It's gonna be a good one.
Okay, yeah, this is, I can't believe I'm telling
this
you this.
This is the red flag.
This is, you tell me.
Okay.
And been dating this guy. He was older than me. I think he was 30, 31 at the time. And he had a kid with someone else, which was fine. And so he was like, you know, I'm living at home with my parents because the kid lives with me and I'm kind of in between jobs, this whole sob story, you know, really, really smart dude, super smart, all the degrees in the world, you know, so it comes from like a really good family. And, you know, he was, no, I'm just here as like a moment thing, living with my parents, you know, I'm gonna get my shit, you know, it's the best thing for her and this whole story. So I was like, yeah, cool. Anyway, so this one time I like a sleepover, and the mom knocks on the door. He's in the shower because there's an ensuite, but there's an ensuite where it's open. There's no like door to get into the bathroom or into the bedroom kind of thing. So she walks in anyway. I'm like f***ing naked in the bed. So I'm like, oh my God. So I pull up my, let me just get this, say this up straight. I don't come from a naked family, okay? I just don't. I don't come from a naked family.
What do you mean?
Because
you
don't walk around with
like, I'm not going to, like, at the age of 30 now, walk naked in front of my father.
Yeah. Oh, damn. Yeah.
That's weird. Yeah.
Ditto.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. So remember, he's 30, 31. His mom like walks in and I was like, he's in the shower. I'm in the room. So she walks around, okay, and he's in the shower. Starts having a full-on conversation with her 30-year-old son.
In the shower.
No, it gets worse. Gets out the shower. Starts wiping off the water on him. Walks past.
She's wiping the water.
No. He's wiping himself.
He's wiping.
He walks past. He walks to his cupboard, which is in like front of the bed that I am still in. She is there having a fat conversation. He's naked looking for clothes. She's trying to like include me in the conversation, and I'm literally, I've died 3 times.
Like, yeah.
Like, and it was weird. They are a weird family.
That's like a red flag mama's boy thing, right?
But like, how do you not think that's weird? You'd be like, mom, would you mind? This is a bit uncomfortable. Or
maybe you guys do it by yourselves, but at least because I'm here, just mom, listen, we'll have a chat just now. Let me get dressed. I don't know. That's weird.
Well, I was, oh, look at the time. Gotta run. See you never.
Sure. I think with all these red flags, we notice them and we find them really funny afterwards. Yeah. I mean, you can laugh you a can bit laugh about it yeah. now. But we should also start looking for the opposite in red flags. So things that you see in people that you feel like, huh, that's a cool, like, that's a green flag. I don't think we do that enough.
It's I'm going
like,
to keep that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want that next time.
I like doing stuff. That a lot with yeah. my man because he does all these nice things. And I always tell myself, you know, it's human nature to fall into the pattern where you just take it for granted yeah. and you don't appreciate it. So there'd be times where I'm so tired and we're at a thing and he'll check in. Do you want to get out of here? Yeah, I do.
So he's considerate.
Like, green flag. Yeah. Because you are protecting my yeah. peace and my happiness.
Yeah.
So red flags and green flags.
Mm. Mm.
We need more green though, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When, especially when you're starting to get to know someone, I think there's absolutely nothing wrong with, it's almost like setting a precedent and a standard. Like, listen, I've been through this in my life and this in my life and this in my life, and these are just things I'm not willing to put up with anymore. And I think the sooner you get that out of the way, I think the better, because the more time you spend with him, the more feelings are involved. Now, by the time, what if he's just, I'm not signing up for that, and then now he doesn't want to be with you. Whereas if we set it first chucks, over drinks, lightheartedly, of course, but still being firm about it. Not the girl for me. Okay, no love
but
lost.
Like, just like falls you. In love with you and then you show the crazy later, then it's too late.
You see, exactly. let me see the crazy from the jump. I mean, I tell guys all the time that, listen, I'm crazy, but I'm the kind of crazy where I have a temper. Don't piss me off.
I'm going to throw shit you.
I always tell my man, you knew it. You knew the troublemaker that you married, so no complaining now.
Yeah.
And he's like, yep. No, yeah, like, and there's
this
no
is what I signed up
because
for.
When I get into a little bit of shit now and then, which I do,
yeah,
he's always
there. It is,
yeah. I knew what I signed
cool.
up for. I made
Let me know how
decision.
You're handling the situation, and then if I need to jump in,
yeah.
green flag,
green
yeah.
flag,
because
protector.
Yeah, let's get into some trouble still. We
yeah.
don't want to be saints,
no, and
yeah.
also like encourage that man. Like, I want you to. I think if that's who you are, be upfront about
yeah.
it. Don't be like, I'm this perfect,
yeah.
I'm gonna
grab
and clean
and just be
yeah.
perfect all the time. And
you can
know,
send me dick pics.
Yeah,
no.
I don't swear. Like,
yeah.
be real.
Do that.
Be real.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, people do.
People
that.
Do that, and then it's I'm so tired of being someone I'm not. I'm like,
well, I'm tired all the time, and I can't be perfect. Here's the thing:
no one asked you to.
No one's ever asked us to be perfect. Mm. It's something we take upon
ourselves. Yeah, we put a lot of pressure on ourselves.
We do.
As women.
We do. We do.
Yeah.
And I think we need to also be asking for help more.
Yeah.
That's another thing. Ask for help. Be honest. Those expectations have been set so high, and I think we judge each other so much
oh, yeah.
on it as women. We should just lower the bar.
Yeah. So we've spoken about Tinder. We've spoken about barriers.
Red flags.
Red flags.
Green flags.
Green flags. And also just being your authentic self. And I think that's a lot to cover in
the
dating world.
We've covered a lot,
yeah.
I think if you've got any questions you want to ask us, if you think that we haven't covered something, then yeah, pop us a DM. We'd love to know. We'd also love to know, like, your red... Ooh, that's a nice one. Send me your red flag story.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want to know the red flags. So we know what to look out for as well.
Yeah. Yeah,
let,
that's
let
actually
people
good.
Know. It is.
Yeah.
It is also a big part
because
of
because like John Doe, guys.
Yo, go
we
watch
need
that.
To know the red flags.
Yeah, yeah.
Also want to know, what are your guidelines or criteria for when you're dating? How are you sussing out the crowds in this single world, and how you manage to keep the good work up as well? That's some good advice. Let us know how you love the same person day after day. Cool.
All
right, speak thanks. To you next week, y'all. Thanks
yeah.
for joining us.
Best time for now.
Awesome times.